Hi there. The word for you today is on spiritual landmarks. In Lamentations 3 verse 21 we read this, I recall to mind, and therefore I have hope. You need to establish some spiritual landmarks in your life. You say, why? To remind you of the times when God answered your prayer, intervened on your behalf, and came through for you. Someone said we're not slow learners, we're just quick forgetters. How soon we forget, or worse, claim credit for things we had little or nothing to do with. When God parted the Jordan River for his people to cross over, he knew something they didn't, that on the other side of that river they were about to face some of their biggest challenges, including the city of Jericho. That's when they were going to need what I call reminders. So, he told them to collect 12 stones from the Jordan River and build a monument, so that they and their children could recall his past faithfulness to them. A landmark, eh? Samuel did pretty much the same thing after Israel defeated the Philistines. He took a big stone and named it Ebenezer, and that name means, thus far, the Lord has helped us. So before you give in to discouragement, doubt, or defeat, stop and recall what God has done for you thus far. Like the day you met Jesus, or the times he's guided you, or the doors he's opened that you thought were permanently shut, or the scrapes he's brought you through. Keep a record of these events, and refer to it often. If you do, it'll help you to remember his goodness when you tend to forget it. It'll give you a sense of gratitude for yesterday's blessing, and, here's a big one, and confidence to face whatever tomorrow brings. Listen to these words, one of my favorite portions of Scripture, Lamentations 3, verse 21, this I call to mind, and therefore I have hope. Because of the Lord's great love we are not consumed, for his compassions never fail. They are new every morning. Great, great is your faithfulness.